Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And we're happy to be with you this morning. I'm Miss Sharon, and I'm glad to have with me my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you all doing this morning?
Excellent.
Excellent, good, great. I love it. We're just happy to be here this morning. And this morning we're coming to you from the Metro Atlanta area. And it is, I think we're not going to get rain today. I had a serious storms on last night, but I think today the rain is supposed to pass us by, or there's less chance of rain. So, but we're thankful to God for the rain, and it's good for the grass and the trees, and it's also good for my garden. So we can't complain about the weather. And so we are coming to you, like I said, from the Metro Atlanta area, and the children are going to be talking today about their families. I work with a variety of children, and I do have a group of children that basically their families are torn apart. Some of them haven't lived with their mothers since they were babies. Some don't know their fathers. Some had to be taken away from their mothers and fathers because they were abusive or for a variety of reasons. And so I want the Junior Giants to understand how important their families are and how blessed they are to have people in their lives who love them and care about them and who want the best for them. And it's not like the other parents don't love their children, but it is that they have other issues themselves that don't allow them to be able to take care of their own children. And so it is a blessing and privilege, it's a blessing and a privilege when you have both of your parents and they are striving to help you become the best person that you could possibly be. Some children aren't even in their homes and haven't been in their homes, and they go from place to place. And you're blessed if you have a place to call home, and you know that when you go home, you're going to be safe. And so I don't want the children to take that for granted, like that's something that every child has, because they don't. And so today they're going to be talking about their great families. I was blessed myself to grow up in what I consider a great family. We're a family that were taught to love God most of all and to love each other. And my parents weren't going to have it any other way. They did everything they could to ensure that we treated each other with the utmost kindness and love. And that has paid off to this day. We're just blessed to have one another now that we are adults. And that's just because of the home, the parents that we had. And I'm so grateful for the parents that I had growing up, and that they really wanted to instill in us the love of God. And so I feel very blessed. I feel like who I am today is because of where I came from. And so we're going to get started today with my great family. And I think this morning we're going to begin with Amaya. I'm going to ask the children to take me off of speakerphone because it causes an echo, if you don't mind. But we're going to start this morning with Miss Amaya. Good morning, Amaya. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So you're out of school now. You've already done some things since you've been out of school. What did you get to do?
I got to go to D.C. and see my cousins. I went to Maryland to see my cousin that I saw last Christmas. And I got to go swimming.
Okay, and you were telling me you went to the museum. What museum did you go to?
I went to the African American Museum.
And what did you see there that you thought was interesting?
I saw how houses were made back then. I saw I got to go inside a house that they made.
Okay.
That was for back then.
So you're having a good time at your summer break.
Mhm.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Are you ready with your story this morning?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Amaya, and I'm a junior giant reporter, and I'm going to talk about migrating families. In my research, I found something called the Great Migration. 6 million African Americans moved from the South to the Northern states between 1916 and 1970 because they were mistreated and to find work, and they could get help with housing and transportation for their families. Something cool about it is it has changed music and created new cultures. Migration means to move to one place to another. Both my mom and dad families migrated. My great-great-granddad migrated from Arkansas to Michigan in the 1940s. My mom and dad migrated to Georgia. What families are important to me is they will be there when your friends aren't there for you. Hi, my name is Amaya. My name is Amaya, and I'm a junior journalism reporter. Thank you for listening.
Amaya, did you have a chance to talk to anyone in your family about why they thought your family was great?
Yes.
Who did you talk to?
I talked to my mom, and she said our family is great because we have a lot of famous people in our family, and we get to watch them on TV, or that we can actually.
So do you know who it is that she said was famous in your family? Do you remember?
My cousin, he plays in the NBA for the Boston Celtics.
Okay, that's my team. Yay, team. They didn't make it to the finals, but yay, team. Okay, anyone else?
And his number is 7.
Number 7. I will have to look him
Jaylen
up.
Jaylen Brown.
Okay. All right, well, that's something to be proud of in your family. Thank you for your report. And that's very interesting about the migration, because the migration really saved a lot of lives, actually, because African Americans were being so mistreated in the South, and they were going to the North for hopes of, like you said, something better. And so that was a very good thing, and it did change cultures because it brought that Southern culture to the Northern region and made it a lot of things different, or made it better. So thank you for that. Was a very good point of view for your report. Stay on the line. We do have a question of the day. And we're going to continue. This is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. And we're talking with the Junior Giant reporters this morning about their great families. Everyone comes from somewhere. And it's important that they understand where they've come from and the people that have helped to shape their lives and make their lives great. And so we're talking to each one of them about the people that are important to them, and that is family. We're going to keep the show going this morning. We're going to ask Miss Oriana. Miss Oriana, how are you this morning?
Good.
I can't hear you, sweetie.
I'm good.
How was your week been?
Okay.
Okay. What did you do this week?
Go to work with my mom.
Okay. Now, what kind of business does your mom have, your mom and dad have?
Trucking.
A trucking company? Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Did you work hard?
Did you repeat?
Did you work hard when you went to work with your mom?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. Are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Oriana Janja, reporter. Today's topic is my family. Mommy, a family is important because it keeps our community and society together. Our family
tradition
is going to church. My sister Omar says family is important because they love us. She's 6 years old. This is Oriana, your JHM reporter. Thanks for listening.
Okay, Oriana. Okay, that was a good report. I want you to stay on the line because I want you to be able to answer the question of the day. Our families are important because they do love us, and that's an actual fact. And we need to make sure that we love them back and show them that we love them by the things that we do and represent them well. And when I say represent them well, I mean when you go out into the community, when you're going to school, when you're going to other places where they are not, you make sure that you exemplify the teachings that they've given you. In other words, you follow the teachings that they have given you. You follow those teachings. And we're going to continue this show this morning. This is Junior Giant Speaks, and we're talking this morning about our great families. And we're going to move now to Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney, our Junior Giant reporter. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I mean, great.
And how... You're doing great. I like that. How has your week been?
Awesome.
Awesome. And what did you do that made your week so awesome?
I went to summer camp. I got ice cream. I went to the pool. I went to Sparkles. I spent money. I got $100. I got $50.
Now, was it your birthday?
Hmm? Excuse me?
Was it your birthday?
No. The $100
no.
I got for the $50 I got for my report card, the $100 I just got for like for my report card as well from my papa, which he's actually kind of in this story. I'm gonna be sharing today.
Okay. I had a chance to meet your papa. I did. I met him last Thursday at your cousin's graduation. Very nice man. Very nice man. Well, are you ready with your story?
Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Great day. This is Luke, your Junior Giant reporter, and today's show is about my great family. My description of family is that it's something that most people have and flows within us. My mom is Kimberly Denise Ponder Gladney. Her mother is Ellen Elizabeth Arnold Ponder, and her father is Thomas Lee Ponder. My dad is Philip Leon Gladney. His mother has gone to be with Jesus, and her name is May Mary Davis Gladney. His father, Robert Leon Gladney, and father's middle name is Leon, just like his dad. Another family that we share is Alexander. My uncle is Andrew Alexander Gladney, and his son is Aaron Alexander Gladney. And my name is Luke Alexander Gladney. on my three-year-old cousin's name.
Luke.
Is out.
Luke.
Excuse me?
Luke. Slow down, sweetie. Slow down. Go
and
ahead.
My three-year-old.
Slow down.
My description of family is that it's something that most people have and that falls within us. My mom, Kimberly Denise Ponder, and her mother, Ellen Elizabeth Arnold Ponder, and her father is Thomas Lee Ponder. My dad is Philip Leon Gladney. His mother has gone to be with Jesus. Her name is May Mary Davis Gladney. His father is Robert Leon Gladney. My father's middle name is Leon, just like his dad. Another family name that we share is Alexander. My uncle, Andrew Alexander Gladney, and his son is Abram Alexander Gladney. And my name is Luke Alexander Gladney. And my three-year-old cousin's name is Alexander Harrison. What makes my family great is that they protect me and are very nice. My family is important to me. Because they love me and I love them and they keep me safe. I was asked to interview two family members and ask them why they think our family is great. I interviewed my mom's mother and my grandmother, Ellen Elizabeth Ponder. I also interviewed my dad, Philip Gladney. My grandma's answer is, I think our family is great because we are a Christian family. We are a valued family and we love each other and support each other. Most importantly, we love the Lord. My grandma shared of her family's history with me. Her mother and my great-grandmother's name is Loyola Star Arnold, who is now with Jesus. My great-grandmother grew up in Jonesboro, Georgia, 8 siblings. She had to work at a very young age to help support her family. She only had a second-grade education, but learned how to read and write and later became a minister of the gospel and went to become a pastor of prayer in the house of faith. Went on to become a pastor of prayer. House of the of faith in Atlanta, Georgia. He and my great-grandfather had 7 children. My great-grandfather is John Wesley Arnold Sr., who is now with Jesus. He was born in Ellenwood, Georgia. He attended Washington High School in Atlanta, Georgia. He went on to military. He went to the military and fought in World War II. He was a World War II veteran. He worked for many years as a Atlantic Steel Company. Many times at his job, employees would go on strike, and my great-grandfather would use his car and means for transportation employees and would make an additional income. He was an Uber driver before Uber was even thought of. When he retired from the military and his job of many years, his favorite thing to do was hunt. He became a hunter. He also started a successful cleaning business. He later became a deacon in my great-grandmother Loyola Arnold Church, where he faithfully served. I appreciate my grandma for sharing some of my family history. The second family member I interviewed was my dad. My dad answered, I think our family is great because we are a very strong and loving family. We are deep-rooted in Christianity and family togetherness. Many of our family members serve in health care and other services-oriented careers. We are also a very musical family with many singers and musicians. My dad shared some family history with me as well. Most of my dad's family now lives in Mississippi. The Gladneys also signed New York, California, and the Caribbean Islands. My Mimi May Marie Davis was born in North Carolina. My Papa Robert Leon Gladney was born in Mississippi. My family in Mississippi is very large. I have many cousins Each time I visit Mississippi, it feels like a family reunion. I enjoy going to the boardwalk and the beach when I visit Mississippi. I also enjoy playing at my grandfather's neighbor's house, Miss Ida. We often drive over to New Orleans and Louisiana, which is about an hour away from my papa's house. During my last visit, we drove to Orange Beach in Gulf Shores, Alabama, which is not far, and I had a fun time. We are planning to travel to Mississippi this month to celebrate my papa's 75th birthday. This is Luke, your Junior Dad Reporter. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about my great family.
I did enjoy hearing about your great family, and you read that with such pride. And it's good for us to be proud of our families because they're our families. They're the people that God has given us, and that is a great gift, and we should enjoy it. Good report, very good report. You all have wonderful families, and it's important that you treat them like they're wonderful. Don't just take it for granted that you have a family. And I want to express that so greatly because it's just important. I'll go on to that after our next reporter. We're going to go on this morning as we're talking about our great families. This is Junior Giant Speak, and this is the children getting an opportunity to share with you about their families, their great families. And we're going to move on this morning to Miss Olivia. Good morning, Olivia. How are you?
Good.
Good. And how was your week this week?
It was good.
What did you do?
Yesterday, me and my family, for dinner, we went to go eat hibachi food. And my sisters, Oriana and Amara, they have a recital tomorrow, so we have to get ready for that.
Okay, what type of recital?
Dance recital.
Okay. All right. Are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hello, everyone. This is Olivia, your Junior Giant Reporter, and today's topic is my great family. A family is a group of people living in one household together. Our family is so special because we believe in unity by working together to build a family business. I asked my 83-year-old grandpa and my dad, why is our family so important? My grandpa said family is important because they show unity around the whole entire world. My dad said family is important because you can also go to them for helpful advice. They teach you morals, which is the difference between right and wrong. A family is not just a group. It's a group of people that work together with respect and love. Our family tradition is going to see our grandpa in Mississippi every Thanksgiving with our other family. This is Olivia, your Junior Giant Reporter. Thanks for listening.
Okay, Miss Olivia. Where does your grandpa live, the 83-year-old grandpa?
He lives in Waynesboro, Mississippi.
Okay. Okay. It's important that, like I was saying, it's important that the children know their history because it gives them a sense of pride. And I'm going to give you the question of the day, and then I'm going to talk to you while the children think about their answer. The question of the day is, what message do you think your family wants you to take away from being in that family? In other words, what is your family motto? What is important to your family that you learn, that they want to make sure that you know when you leave this house, this is something that you know. Okay? For example, in my family, I think my father and mother would have wanted us to take away, first of all, always that we love God. That was the most important thing they ever taught us. And even when people mistreated us, someone needs to get in a quiet place. And even when people mistreated us, my parents wanted us to know that we had to do what was right. It was important that we learned to do what was right. So that was one of the messages that I got. Do what is right even when it's hard. Love God the most. That's another one. So what message do you think your parents want you to take away from being raised up in your family? You're in that family on purpose. It's not an accident. God meant for those people to be your mother and your father. He meant for those people to be your grandparents. And so they are trying to raise you in a certain way. What is the message that you think that they want you to learn? What is the message? So you guys think about that while I do a little talking. Okay. I do want to talk to you all about Junior Giant Speaks. Like I said, this is the show for children, by children, and about children. We are currently recruiting children between the ages of 7 and 12. We will be going into the community this summer. Not necessarily this group of kids, but what we're doing is we're going to different after-school programs or summer programs and letting those children put together a radio show so that they can talk about the things that are important to them. This is a way for Junior Giants to grow and to be in the community. And so if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12 that you feel like you want to be a part of Junior Giants, please don't hesitate to give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570, and I will get back with you as soon as possible. And if you have if your children are in a program for the summer and they would like to have a different kind of activity, like I said, we are going into some of the summer programs, and mainly we seem to be invited to the educational programs because I think it kind of breaks things up. We come in and we set up a program so that they can be prepared to do a show of their own. If that's something that you may be interested in, give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. And there is another section of Junior Giants that has developed, and that is one of life skill coaching for children. And I know that sounds just a little bit different, and it is, but what I do is it is my job in the natural, regular job is to go into the homes of people and teach their children life skills. And I teach things such as decision-making, anger management, communication skills, social skills. So if that is something that you feel like your child needs, please don't hesitate to give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. We're going to return now to our Junior Giants, and we're going to hear what messages they feel like their parents, and it can be more than one message, but what message do you feel that your parents want you to learn from living in your house? What is the message that you're going to carry into the world and carry into your teen life and into your adult life? And we're going to start this morning with Miss Amaya. Miss Amaya, what message do you think your mom and dad want you to know to carry into your life?
I don't really know, but I think they want me to learn how to keep going when you have when you have nothing to do, and if you're going to a new school and there's a whole bunch of bullies, you shouldn't just stop and run away. You should just deal with it and just ignore them and don't do anything about it.
Okay. That's a good message. But I want you to ask them, okay, Amaya?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to ask them so that you know, what is the message that they want you to take into the world because you grew up in their house? What is it they want you to know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and that is a good one, the one that you said, but ask them for sure. I mean, I'm sure that there are many messages that they want you to know. Without a doubt, there are many. But which specific one? So if you ask them, then you'll know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue, and we're going to go to Miss Ariana. Miss Oriana, what is the message you feel like your parents want you to know?
To stay Christian.
Okay. All right, that's a very important message.
And be yourself.
And to be yourself. Two very good messages. That's very good. Staying a Christian is so important because we need God every day, every minute of the day, every second of the day. We need him. And he loves us so much. It is just right to live for him and be who he wants us to be. And to be yourself is just as important because you're the best you can be, and you won't be any good trying to be somebody else. It just doesn't work out like that. Good answers. Luke?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think the messages are that your parents want you to carry into the world?
I think my parents told me to respect the Lord, be in his holy grasp, never give up on anything, and try your best, be the best person you can be, treat people how you want to be treated.
Okay, those are good messages. Those are really good messages. I really like the one to treat people the way you want to be treated. If sometimes we want to be treated really nice, we have to make sure that we're treating other people nice. So that's what comes back to us. Those are good messages, Luke. Thank you. And we're going to move on to Miss Olivia. Miss Olivia, what messages do you feel like your parents want you to take into the world?
Don't do what other people say, because on the news, this little girl, she had, there was this dare, she dared her to get in the hot water, and she did, and she had died from it.
Okay. Okay, so they want you to think for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good thing. Very important, it really is. Okay. Well, you all have done a spectacular job this morning, and I want you to remember those messages. And if you're not sure what the messages are that your parents want you to have, ask them. Ask them so that you are sure of what it is that you're supposed to be learning every day by living in their house. And the things that they teach you are going to make you a better person. And on this night, when you go to bed tonight, I want you to pray for other children who do not have families, because there are thousands of them who are not in their homes, that don't live with their families. And I want you to remember them in your prayers, and I want you to recognize how blessed you are, because that could be you. And God has blessed you so that it is not you. So I want you to remember to pray tonight. In your prayers, I want you to pray for children who have no homes of their own, who are in foster care or in group homes, and who do not have their parents with them that able to lead them and guide them. And so make sure that you pray for them. And we want to let you know that we are happy to have you this morning on your report. I see an extra caller this morning. Who do we have this morning? Who else do we have?
It was fine.
I'm going to assume this is a listener. And we thank you for listening. We have several listeners this morning. We want to continue to be thankful for the families that you have. And you all have done a wonderful job. Don't take your families for granted. Be obedient children. The Bible tells us that to obey our mothers and fathers, because this is right to do, and that you might have long life. And so make sure that you're obeying your parents, doing what your parents have instructed you to do, that you may live a long time in this earth. And so if you have a family, tell them that you love them often, and you show them that you love them by doing the things that they require of you, and to do it without murmuring and complaining, no moaning and groaning. If it's right to do, then you need to do it, because it's right to do, and because they're your parents, and they're not going to be trying to tell you stuff that's wrong to do. So thank you for your reports. We're going to prepare to close out our show this morning. And I know I play this song often. It's because I think it's so important. And it's a father's letter to his son. And as we close, I want you to come remember to pray for those who are less fortunate than you. I want to thank the parents also for allowing me to have the children for this time on a Saturday morning. I recognize that you are very busy, and I also recognize that many of our junior giants have already started on their vacations and they're not in the city. So for those of you who took the time to do your reports and for the parents that allowed you and assisted you with your reports, I want to say thank you, and we'll talk to you again. This is the 2nd of June. We will talk to you again, God willing, on the 16th. Have a good weekend. God bless you. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear the letter by Reginald and Ezekiel Summers. Goodbye.
Good job, everyone.
Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong, and
teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's eyes. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do in their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. Say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's eyes.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers, love them, teach them
the right way.
Fathers, mold them.
Chastise
them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that that they're precious in God's eyes. Father, love them, teach them. Father, mold them, call them. Father, provide for, be there for. Father, show them their
And you are listening to Reginald and Ezekiel Summers with Father, Teacher, Children. We thank you for listening. You all have a wonderful week. God bless you. Bye-bye.